Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets fell in the final hour of last Friday's session following a CNBC report that trade talks between the US and China had stalled, with the next round of discussions between the two countries now in flux. The Dow was down 99 points or 0.4%, broader S&P 500 fell 0.6%, and the Nasdaq was down just over 1%. Luckin Coffee Inc., China's second largest coffee chain and often referred to as the Starbucks of China, made its debut on the Nasdaq on Friday and closed 20% above its IPO price of $17 a share at $20.38 after touching an intra-session high of $25.96. The People's Daily, considered by many to be the Chinese government's mouthpiece, ran an article saying that there was no reason to continue talks with the US without a show of sincerity on the part of Washington. Separately, the spokesman for the Chinese Commerce Ministry said American officials had to address Beijing's three major concerns and accused the US of ratcheting up the pressure on the country, saying it had seriously hurt talks. For the week, the Dow fell 0.7% to log its fourth straight weekly decline, the S&P 500 fell 0.8% and the Nasdaq was down 1.3%. Deere & Co. fell 7.7% despite its second quarter results revealing an uptick in sales. Retailers head the US corporate earnings calendar this week, with big box chain Target Corporation, electronics retailer Best Buy and home improvement stores Home Depot and Lowe's companies slated to report quarterly financial results this week. JCPenney, Nordstrom, Coles Corporation and TJX companies are among other retailers all slated to report on the 21st of May, while Ross Stores Inc. report on the 23rd of May. Outside of the retail world, HP Inc. and home builder Toll Brothers post quarterly earnings on the 23rd of May. With more than 90% of S&P 500 companies reporting earnings so far, 76% have delivered stronger profits than expected, according to FactSet. Earnings have topped estimates by 5.4%, better than an average of 4.8% over the past 5 years. However, 80% have issued negative earnings guidance for the second quarter, worse than the five-year average of 70%. In US economic data, the preliminary reading of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose to 102.4 in May, up from 97.2 in April, and a 15-year high. The latest reading of the Chicago Fed National Activity Index is released tonight Australian time, while Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is slated to speak at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning Australian time. Europe's main markets were lower. Germany's DAX down 0.6%, France's CAC down 0.2%. London's FTSE dipped 0.1%, EasyJet, however, rising over 5% after reporting a pre-tax loss for the first half of fiscal 2019 of £272 million, compared with a loss of £68 million in fiscal 2018. The airline also reiterated full-year guidance. Pound sterling remained under pressure, slipping a further 0.5% against the US dollar and below $1.28 for the first time since February, following news that talks between the British government and the Labour Party had broken down. Just Eat fell after it emerged that Amazon.com will make a big investment in rival Deliveroo. Shanghai's composite index fell 2.5% last Friday. The more robust tone struck by China around the trade negotiations with the US weighed on the base metals complex, copper down 0.4% to $274.60 a pound and settling with its fifth consecutive weekly decline, down 1.2%. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 1.2%. US officials agreed to remove tariffs on steel and aluminium imports from Canada and Mexico, paving the way for the three North American counties to enact a new trade pact. Nickel lost 1% and zinc fell 1.4%. The People's Bank of China said on Friday it will help reduce borrowing costs for companies, especially small firms, as part of a wider effort to support the world's second largest economy amid a trade war with the US. The central bank said in its first quarter implementation report that it would also maintain a prudent monetary policy and fend off any systemic financial risks. Another round of solid gains across the grades on spot iron ore markets, the benchmark contract breezing past US $100 a metric tonne for the first time in 5 years, rallying $2.49 or 2.5% to settle at $101.70 a metric tonne. Since the 26th of November last year, 58%, 62% and 65% fines are up 114%, 58% and 43% respectively. Gold futures shed $10.50 to $1,275.70 an ounce, the lowest settlement for the most active contract since the 2nd of May. Oil prices fell modestly ahead of a meeting over the weekend of the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and non-OPEC Joint Ministerial Monitoring Committee, which monitors compliance with the OPEC-led production cut agreement. WTI slipped 11 cents to $62.76 a barrel, but advanced 1.8% for the week. Brent lost 41 cents to $72.21 a barrel, but logged its first weekly gain in 3 weeks. US 10-year Treasury yields eased 1.1 basis points to 2.4% to be down 5.9 basis points on the week. And the Aussie dollar is firmer this morning as traders digest the weekend election result, up 0.6% and buying approximately 69.08 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.